put everything, did they use sacks, or did they use loose paper, or could you describe how they used to do that?
Well, my first recollection of that would be when I first started to work. I worked in a dry goods store, quite a large dry goods store, as cashier. And it was a big, was where the gas company is now, gas and water company. That was the store building, and it was two, kind of like two stories. And the whole bottom floor was where the clerks were, with everything from shoes to everything, well, everything. And then they had basket system. They put everything, the merchandise that they had sold in this basket, and pull it up on a chain and then wheel it up to me. And I was in the office up here, up in the, this little deal.
I see. Uh-huh.
And we checked it out, and if it was anything real special, it was put in a little sack. But otherwise, then that little sack was put in the bundle, and then it was all wrapped in one bundle and tied.
I see, with just sheets of paper.
Some of the bundles was quite large.
Mm-hmm. I see. What was the purpose of sending it up to you?
They didn't even have any cash registers down that floor.
I see.
That was before they got the cash registers and everybody took care of their own money and their tickets and everything.
That one cashier,
and it went clear across both sides of the store. Maybe a basket over here would be waiting for the men, and here'd come a basket over here with the women. And there's just, I was up there alone. I'll tell you when that was. It was in 1918.
I see. And they were just pull it, or how would it?
The basket?
Yes.
It had some kind of a, they'd pull it up here to catch it on this pulley, and then another deal would send it on to me.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And then I'd pull a lever and it'd send it back.
I see. Did you ever hear of, did they ever sell potatoes in big bags? Or did they ever have any rough bags?
Gunny sacks.
Gunny sacks, uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a toe sack or a croaker sack?
Toe sack? Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah.
How about a croaker sack?
Oh, no.
You never...
Toe sack and gunny sack's the same.
Uh-huh. And paper, was paper pretty scarce? Paper bags, or...?
Well, they didn't have many bags. Everything was wrapped. We had rolls of paper from, I guess, from 9-inch, maybe, up to a yard wide. Mm-hmm. You tore off the paper as you saw the size of your package and used that.
That's interesting.
And the string was on a big round ball about the size of a gallon bucket, and it hung up on the ceiling ever so often and would come down and you'd catch a piece of that, and that was your string.
Would you do the wrapping, or?
I did the wrapping and the cashier and both.
Both. I see. You kept busy then.
Oh, I loved it.
How about the different... the mountains around here. Can you tell me something about the mountains that you remember? Did you take trips up into the mountains or the hills as a girl?
What about the mountains?
Yes, did you go to the mountains as a girl?
Oh, yeah, we walked all the time. Yeah. We'd go on picnics and take our little sack lunches, you know, mm-hmm. and go to the mountains. We'd get on our bicycles and go out to Bethesda Lake 5 miles. And take our lunch out there if we want to go swimming.
Mm-hmm. How you call a river is the biggest. Mm-hmm. What's smaller than a river?
What's smaller than a river?
Right.
Well, the creeks or the
smaller than that.
Ward Creek and